Hello, everyone. Hi, this is Glenda, and Merry, Merry Christmas to everyone. It's not Christmas Day yet, but it's already Christmas in our hearts. And this call is dedicated to opening up that place in our heart where we find Christmas, so that now that we move every day a little closer to the day of Christmas, we can set aside the material hustle and bustle and all the preparations for family and cooking and home improvements and stringing lights, and have that behind us so that we can enjoy the peace and the miracle that this season has always brought from the time of the life of Christ. And even before, this is actually a season of great miracles, but his life dedicated to that day accelerated those miracles up to the level of the hearts and the sublimeness of what we as humans in community with one another can do, and what we in reunion with our Creator are capable of. And we have so many, many miracles of this season, ranging from just the mundane to the sublime. And I think I think it would be great to share some of them. I have a few to share with you also. And I've got some messages that I think will help open your heart and serve as a reminder of where you are right now in your life, and accepting it all as a whole person, knowing that it's all sacred, and the ability to be here on this earth, even in the midst of pain, is a sacred experience and a sacred charter from God. Look at the life of Christ. His life was not all without pain. His life was not all without deprivation and doing without. He shared everything he had with others, and to the ultimate degree. And I think sometimes we become fooled by the illusion that, well, the only difference between being an incarnate soul and a disincarnate one is that incarnate souls get to have things. And so we get tied up with our toys and our things and our material goals and our material possessions, and especially if we get to fighting over them or bickering over them or competing with them. And it captures our attention. Well, this is a time of year when, just like nature provides a blanket of snow for the earth so that the trees are relieved of their need to grow, they don't have to produce seeds or fruit. They don't have to do anything except return the sap to the earth, where the earth in her holographic patterning and wisdom of how to use all of the chemistry and the fluids of the earth will deepen the roots and heal the roots and create a greater and stronger foundation for the next season of growing. Well, this, like that, like the blanket of snow, is our blanket of peace, where we can withdraw from that misconception that we incarnated so that we could have a material experience. I'm sure that was a factor for each one of us. It was even a factor for Yeshua, because people had come to the point of believing that God was somewhere else. We humans were the incarnate one. And if we were going to have a spiritual life, it would be in the afterlife, or it would be at the temple, or in an ashram, or in... Pardon me. Can I take a little drink here? It would be in meditation, but it would be somewhat apart from life. In other words, there was material life and there was spiritual life. One of the great reasons Yeshua incarnated was to bring God and the presence of God back into material form so that we could observe that within all things is spirit. And through all things and through all adventures, we can transcend that spirit. And so, even in the midst of the hustle bustle, you can find those moments of spirit and love and miracle. And I was just noticing something on the news. Well, actually, my husband called me in a couple of days ago, and it was really, really just, it was the perfect Miracle on 34th Street story. This woman went into Kmart. Now, this was not Walmart or Target. It was Kmart. And I'm giving Kmart the credit because they really did work with her on this to create this miracle. She had just lost her husband, and I presume that she inherited a certain amount of financial substance from him, although on the interview she seemed like just common, ordinary folks, you know, not an heiress, just someone who had the fortune, the good fortune of inheriting a little bit of money, and the richness of heart to want to create a memorial for her husband as an act of love. So she went into the layaway center of Kmart and paid off everyone's Christmas layaway. Then she went around the store giving out $50 bills to everyone who would take one. Then she went to the checkout stand, and there was one woman with a little girl, and she had about, I think it was $400 worth of toys that she was buying for her family. And she said, "Can I pay the bill here?" And the checker let her pay the bill. One of the layaways she paid off was, I think, around $800. Some of them were quite substantial payoffs. But people were just in, their jaws were just dropping the ground, because when does anyone do this? And they ask her, "Why are you doing this?" And she explained that she was doing it in memory of her husband, the love they had, and she wanted to pass her love along. Well, you see, I think that's what God did in giving us Yeshua. He passed his love along to us. And all he ever asks is, "Do unto others as I've done to you." And that's what this woman asked. She said, they said, "Can we give you something back?" And she said, "No, pass it forward. The love I have given to you, give to others." Now, to me, that's the spirit of Christmas. It's giving without expecting something in return. It's giving to our favorite charity, knowing they will pass along our love to people we may never know. And we don't have to know them, because it's not about receiving reciprocal benefits and praise. It's about truly giving from the heart the gift of love. And, of course, this is what we do. We get to do all year long as Spiritus. A lot of you may think we're a big company and we make lots of money. The truth is, we break even, if we're lucky, every month, because it's very, very hard for a small publishing company to pay domestic prices for publishing small runs of books compared to the fact that Barnes & Noble's and the other big publishing companies like Abrams all print in China for 50 cents a book. And, you know, it's just any of you who are small business people know the struggle that any small business goes through to try to do that. But we don't care. Our profit is the love we pass on. And we know that even if it doesn't come back in the bank account, it comes back in the spreading of friends, the love and the sharing and the letters of healing that come back to me. It's just really quite amazing what we get back, and from people I've never met, may never meet. And all of you can create that spirit of Christmas yourself. I just got a note passed on to me from my beloved telling me to mute the phone. Unfortunately, it is muted, and I'm not sure what's going on, so we'll just... I don't hear any really obnoxious noises going on in the background, like blenders or chainsaws. So we'll try to deal with it as best we can, because I want to take some calls now. And we have a caller from area code 702, and you are on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Janet.
Hi, Janet.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
I wanted to... share on the blessing yesterday. I had an experience after the blessing yesterday for the 7 minutes of laying down. My heart was beating fast. My whole body was vibrating, and I was freezing.
Oh,
and I lay there and just thought, okay, I'll just allow this, and did the best not to get my mind in the way, and just was with my breath and didn't really question it, but I don't really know why that occurred. I don't know if you have an insight on that or not, because it was just
I do. I've got a very good insight on it. The spirit is cold. The spirit comes. You really went into quantum space. And in quantum space, as the closer you get to zero point, the more you lose, the more there is no heat. There is no temperature. Yesterday's blessing was an awesomly powerful blessing.
Yeah,
I know
it was.
That many, many miracles were probably generated because of it. And I want to thank all the blessing givers for being, for joining and being the family that we are, to be there in giving the blessing. And I hope that as many of you will be called to do it today. And I want to remind the blessing givers that even though you are giving the blessing rather than receiving it, be sure and lie down for the 7 minutes after, and what you have given will return to you. So giving it is even more powerful than just receiving it. So don't think that because you're giving it, oh, okay, I've given it, now I'll go make lunch or dinner or whatever, or I'll go walk the dog. You could do that. And sometimes walking in nature is a wonderful way to have a return flow back from the blessing. But it's a boomerang, and it will come back to you. So I would recommend that the blessing givers also rest after you finish. And today, again, will be a very, very powerful blessing. And thank you for that. We had some other callers on, and they just disappeared. Oh, hi, Karen. You need to press star 1 so that you come into my queue. Or not star 1, just 1. After you've pressed star 6, then follow the prompts and press 1. And, Janet, I'm going to mute you again so we don't have too many people in the queue. We had several people. There we go. We've got someone from area code 407, but you're not going to be heard until you press 1. So you've got to follow all the steps to come through. Do you think you can do that? So I know that Karen Smith is wanting to come through, and... Karen, you're unmuted. Just try speaking.
Hi, Glenda. I didn't mean to mark myself as wanting to speak, but thank you so much. I'm still so, just so grateful to be a part of this circle, and it does build, and it is so powerful, and in subtle and in huge ways. So thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
We've got some other people who have unmuted but not signed on. So until someone actually signs on, I will just keep talking because I do have I've got a very valuable answer to some questions that have been asked by different people at different times, and One of them is, well, I feel something, but it's so subtle. What is it? You know what? I'm going to postpone that answer because we do have someone on the board from area code 209.
Hi, Glenda. It's Sandra in Northern California.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. You know, I wanted to say thank you for the recommendation to light a candle each day this week because I find it such a beautiful symbol of love and light. It's just...
Well, it is, and also it reminds you that your heart is the temple, and you can make your home, by extension, the temple. And everyone who has Christ sent, I would recommend that you use it every day. I've recommended many times that you use it in the blessing. Use it every day, and use it when you light your candle. And many of you purchase the Himalayan sea salt diffuser with the chrysanth in it, and set that on your altar. I could have a whole conference call on the importance of what that is, but that's Earth from 200 million years ago, before there was ever any toxic cultural, social contamination or environmental contamination. The earth was young, it was new, and it was a seabed that had not yet pushed up to the high Himalayas. Now, it's a beautiful pink crystal rock salt. And being alkaline, it does not alter or break down the constitution of chrysanth in any way. This is one of the reasons I was very reluctant to put chrysanth in a candle or in any diffuser that used heat or chemical, because it will alter the integrity of the blend, and I wanted the blend to stay pure. And an interesting thing about chrysanth, actually any of the pure essential oils, is they never, ever, ever become rancid. When the tomb of King Tut was opened and essential oils were opened, as you can imagine how old they were as fresh as the day they were bottled. Now, that's not true of vegetable oils. Vegetable oils will go rancid within a year to 2 years. And if you've ever bought essential oil at your gift store or your bookstore or your metaphysical store, and a year later you open the bottle and you went, yuck, that's because it was in a carrier of vegetable oil that had gone rancid. Pure essential oils never, ever go rancid. Eventually, they will evaporate because they're volatile, and so you'll have to add a little more. But the other thing about it is they replicate our consciousness. So when we hold them, when you hold that little jar next to your heart and you pray and you put your visions and what you want, it becomes an altar of your heart. And it can last the rest of your life. You have to replenish it every so often. If you keep the lid on, one of them will last a year. And eventually you'll have to add a few more drops and a few more drops just to keep it replenished. But you could pass it on to your children. It could be a legacy. And it's wonderful. And if you have one, open it up for Christmas. Put it under your Christmas tree. Put it wherever your sacred moments are, and enjoy that. And I, let's see, we have, that's really the best answer I can give to that call. So I'll go ahead and answer the one thing I brought up, because I don't want to leave anyone dangling on something, and that is the subtleness of the blessing. The thing is, you see, everything about our whole constitution is energy. And the Holy Spirit comes to us through energy. And the blessing of love itself is energetic. But in the wiring, shall we say the wiring of our being, there is sometimes blockages. I guess that's the best way to say it. sometimes the wires have become tangled. Sometimes they've become broken, just like you could imagine some frayed wires in old abandoned homes. The wires have become frayed and brittle, and it's not safe to pass even 110 voltage through. You've got to go in and repair the wires first. And any of you who've ever had the experience of your car battery completely going down, you know that you can jump start it from another car, but then you've got to run your car for a while so that it can recreate that energy at the exact consumption rate that the battery is capable of taking in. Otherwise, you'll blow your battery. If you tried to fill your whole battery up instantly, it would blow your battery. And you guys all probably know about this thing called a trickle charger. You put on your battery, plug it into a 110 outlet, and it's a tiny, tiny drip of energy that goes in over a day or two, and it slowly brings the battery back to full capacity. Well, you see, the Holy Spirit, your Creator, and Yeshua know exactly how much you're ready to have right now. And they're bringing exactly the right amount of nourishment and healing and nutriment that you need to move to your next level of faith and acceptance and utilization. They don't want to blow any lines. It would be as destructive as plugging a 220 power source into a 120 into 120 wiring. And that's not going to happen. Now, every now and then, you will feel a big jolt, and you'll feel it, but that's because you're ready for it. You see, it's trickled in and trickled in and trickled in. Now you're ready for the big jolt. And when Yeshua would say to those he did incredible miracles with, he would say, it's your faith that made you whole. And that's because he wanted them to understand that it was their own inner strength, spiritual strength, emotional strength, mental capacity for love, whatever, their inner strength that allowed them to receive the blessing. And he wanted them to know that so that the next time they were hurt or wounded or lost, they wouldn't feel helpless and say, oh, I've got to go find Yeshua. I've got to go find him. I've got to get, because he's the only one who can help me. He wanted them to know that the source of blessing is always available everywhere, and you access it through the inner strength of your being. Now, this is what we had forgotten before Yeshua was born. He came here to remind us how strong we really are and how to rebuild our constitution, how to rebuild our inner strength, whether it be emotional forbearance, willingness to forgive, joyful living, openness of heart, charitable nature, integrity, positive orientation, a positive dedication to creating something worthwhile in this earth, belief in God, belief in yourself, all of these things add to your inner constitution. And bit by bit, the bricks and mortar of the building or the mansion in which you live are being put back together so that they're capable of conducting enough energy to turn the lights on. And that's what we're doing. We're literally rebuilding the mansion. And if you've ever watched a home be renovated, you'll know that it's an essential part that the wiring be checked out and repaired. Usually in the process where the walls are open. But if you're constructing a home from scratch, the electricity is not the first thing you put in. You first put in the flooring and the walls and the brick and everything except the insulation and the inner finishing walls. The electricity is near the end after the structure is strong enough to handle it, and that you can know that when that wiring is put in, it's put in securely, so that when you flip the switch and the lights come on, it's safe. So a lot of times, the blessings really are subtle. But don't undermine, don't undermine your faith by underestimating the power of subtlety. Just because something is subtle doesn't mean it's insignificant or unimportant or non-essential or ephemeral or that it will pass like snow in June. All of the blessings of Yeshua build, and they build, and they build. And I know from years and years of feedback from people who have read Love Without End, they tell me, you can't just read that book once. You read it, and you're so blown away, it changes your life. And then you want to have the experience again, and second time through, it's like another book. There's more being revealed. And then you do it again and again, and every time you go there, it's like more revealed, and by the time you've read it three or four times, you begin to treat it like one of these books. You open up for answers, and it always opens up to the page exactly where you've got the answer. It's really amazing how the communication of Yeshua is in touch with our spiritual readiness. And the language of the heart through which we pose our questions. So let's use this season, the season of Christmas, to strengthen our heart, to open our heart, to give to one another, if not in material ways, at least with a hug or a telephone call, or, and I've missed you, I'm so glad we had a few moments to talk, whatever you can do to share the openness of the heart, to strengthen your love. Allow this to be a year where you bring all of the creativity of the year to a culmination and be ready after Christmas to move into a phase of forgiveness. I find that after Christmas is a wonderful time to fast because most of us have overindulged for Christmas and put a couple of inches around our waist, et cetera, et cetera. And the fasting after Christmas is a wonderful way to prepare for step two of indulgence, which is New Year's. But prior to New Year's, we go into a phase of great and cleansing forgiveness. Forgiveness of everything we didn't do that we set out to do, everything that didn't happen for us that should have or we think should have, and all the things that happen in the world that we feel are just downright miserable, horrible, awful things. We know that it's all in God's timing, and it all will be made right as the fullness of truth is revealed. And so let's all join in our heart now for this blessing, for the pathway to Christmas. Next week we're going to have a shorter blessing. We're still going to start at the same time, but I'm just going to maybe share stories and open it up for stories for all of you. And if you don't want to join until near the end of the 30 minutes, that's okay, because I understand everybody's busy on Christmas Day. But we're so fortunate this year that our blessing will actually be on Christmas Day. So it's the blessing next week that counts, not so much the message. We'll share our stories, our heartwarming words of cheer. But we will really, really be into just a blessing next week. And I'll write you a Christmas message between now and then and let everybody know what to expect for the blessing. But we will be having one, okay? We're just going to kind of allow it to be abbreviated for those who can only break away for maybe 10 or 15 minutes. So let's begin our blessing now. And I ask the blessing givers to join me, if you can, because we want to give this blessing not only to everyone on this call, but to everyone in the world. And to all of those who are open and ready to receive the blessings of Christ, wherever they are, in whatever condition they're in, whatever their beliefs are, this is a time in which we can give unconditionally from the heart. So we begin by being seated, feet on the ground, shoes and socks off, spine comfortably erect, nothing on your head, open to the cosmos, receiving from the Holy Spirit, from the Holy Father, joining with Yeshua in the heart. I will begin my prayer to Yeshua, and then we will together, the blessing givers and I, will conduct the energy. And then that will take about 3 minutes, and then I want you to go and rest, assimilate, and receive. Dear Yeshua, friend to us all, brother to us all, Son of God, the one who came to give your life in every possible way to show us what was made possible for us from the beginning, should we choose to accept the offer. And reminding us how to accept the offer and how to begin to receive the blessings of God, no matter where we are, little by little or greatly by greatly, through loving one another and returning our heart back into union with the Creator by embracing the positive goals of life, by being in our faith, by truly hoping for the best, by giving to one another and receiving gifts that others have to give to us. We thank you for teaching us again the art and the transcendent power of charity. Thank you for this day that we're approaching to and for preparing the temple in our hearts, that as we move to that day, we may be joined with God, with you, with the Holy Spirit, and with all humanity, for all the potential we hold, for all the goodness that was endowed to be unfolded from within the heart of man. Amen. energetic conveyance is complete. Now go and rest for 7 minutes. Don't think. Just rest. If you go to sleep, that's okay. Assimilate and be one with God. God be with you. Yeshua be with you. The Holy Spirit be with you, especially in these days as we approach the sacred day of Christmas. Bye-bye from me, and much love. I'll see you next week.